This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has virtually inaugurated the 72nd National Volleyball Tournament in Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh yesterday. Mr. Modi, who is also the Member of Parliament from Varanasi, extended greetings to players from across the country and underlined the role of sports in nation building. Addressing the event, the Prime Minister said that the government has significantly increased the sports budget and today India's sports model has become athlete-centric, with a focus on talent identification, scientific training, nutrition and transparent selection.
साल 2014 के बाद से अलग-अलग खेलों में भारत का प्रदर्शन लगातार बेहतर हुआ है। हमें बहुत गर्व होता है जब जैन जी को खेल के मैदान पर तिरंगा फहराते देखते हैं। बीते दशक में स्पोर्ट्स को लेकर सरकार और समाज दोनों की ही सोच में बदलाव दिख रहा है। सरकार ने स्पोर्ट्स का बजट काफी ज्यादा बढ़ा दिया है। आज भारत का खेल मॉडल एथलीट सेंट्रिक हो गया है। 2030 के कॉमनवेल्थ गेम्स भी भारत में ही होने जा रहे हैं। भारत पूरी मजबूती से 2036 ओलंपिक की मेजबानी के लिए भी तैयारी कर रहा है।
The 8-day tournament, which will continue till 11th of this month, is witnessing participation of over 1,000 players from across the country. India has become the world's largest producer of rice, surpassing China. This was stated by the Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan in New Delhi yesterday. He said, India's rice production has reached 150.18 million tons compared to China's 145.28 million tons. Mr. Chauhan said, India is now supplying rice in overseas markets.
India has overtaken China in rice production and become number one. This year, India produced more than 150 million tons, while China produced 145.28 million tons. This is an extraordinary achievement. By ensuring food security, we have filled our grain reserves. India is no longer a country that asks for food. It is now a country that supplies rice to the world.
The minister unveiled 184 improved varieties of 25 field crops developed by Indian Council of Agricultural Research at an event held in the national capital. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar embarked on an official visit to France and Luxembourg last night. During his week-long visit, Dr. J. Shankar will meet the French leadership in Paris and hold talks with his counterpart, Jean-Noël Barrot. They will discuss the progress made under the India-France strategic partnership and matters of global importance. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that Dr. J. Shankar will also address the 31st edition of the French Ambassadors Conference as the guest of honour. India has expressed deep concern over the recent developments in Venezuela. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the evolving situation is being closely monitored. India has reaffirmed its support to the well-being and safety of the people of Venezuela. New Delhi has called upon all concerned to address issues peacefully through dialogue, ensuring peace and stability of the region. Indian Coast Guard's first indigenously designed and built pollution control vessel, Samudra Pratap, will be commissioned by the Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in Goa today. The 114.5-metre vessel has over 60% of indigenous content. The winter session of Delhi Legislative Assembly will begin today. The four-day session will continue till 8th of this month. During the session, discussions will be held on various issues including pollution, environment and CAG's report related to the Sheesh Mahal project as well as Delhi Jal Board. 2018 Asian Games gold medalist Amit Panghal of SSCB and Sagar of Haryana registered contrasting wins to advance in the elite men and women national boxing championships being played at Gautam Buddha University in Greater Noida. And that is the end of this news bulletin.